Welcome to the Goddess Divine podcast. Join me as I unveil the stories of goddesses from across time and cultures. We will dive deep into the archetypes and energies that these goddesses embody, and we'll explore the practical applications of goddess wisdom in our daily lives. We'll discuss how to connect with the divine feminine through rituals, meditation, creative expression, and acts of conscious living. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner of goddess spirituality or just beginning your journey, this podcast is for you. Hi everybody, welcome to today's episode. I am channeling the beautiful, gorgeous goddess Hestia. I know that we have already had an opportunity to receive messages from Vesta, but I did want to hear from Hestia, even though this is kind of one and the same, even though there are slight different versions of each goddess. So I wanted to see if she would come through and share anything that we would find very helpful today, and of course answer any lingering questions about being able to connect to her and what her offerings are. All right. So I heard she is a humble goddess. That's the first thing I heard as I'm sitting here with you guys. And she is very, yes, her powers are nurturing and calm, and there is a sense of sturdiness and reliability about her. I heard sturdiness as I'm sitting here as well. So I love that about her. And she is, I also heard she's a very brave being, which is something that we probably would not associate with Hestia, but she's brave enough to speak is what I heard, which is very interesting. Okay, so I'm just gonna let her speak through me if she has something to say. She wants to let you know that she is endowed with many skills, even though she is not reflected that way in time, I heard, or in history. But yes, she is a very humble being, so just know that about her when you call upon her name. But she is here to help. She would like to help those who feel disempowered, is what I heard. She is a great goddess, and she is a champion for you, even if you don't see her in that way. But she does help people with humility, so I'm hearing that as well, to be more humble in their lives. But this is very interesting too. She said humble, but also very vocal. I love that, and I feel like I'm actually starting to see her a little bit as I'm hearing her. Vocal in your needs. Vocal and being helped, that you can still be you're a very humble, quiet person, and you may not always feel comfortable asking for what you need, but she wants to help you feel more vocal about that, because people can misinterpret your light, is what she said, that if you're very humble and quiet naturally, then people think you are naturally disempowered. And she said to not equate the two. She said knowing when to speak is a very powerful thing, and knowing when to ask for help and insight too is very powerful. And she's telling me that that is a mark of a true goddess, knowing when to speak and knowing when to listen. She said to hear, but I said to listen. But she wants to help women who are maybe more on the quieter side, more gentler side, she said, speak their truth. Feel even more capable, because she said when you are naturally a quiet woman, or people look at you as being subdued, and that's her word, that people think that you are easy to control and manipulate, and that is not the case. And she wants to share this with you. Okay, she said remember her stories and her convictions of saying no. She wanted to remain a true virgin goddess. This is something that she's telling me. And she maintained her rightful conviction, right? So she wants you to maintain your convictions and stand up for your own truth. Even if, again, because you are quiet natured, people make assumptions. She said people have assumptions about your character and think that you are easy to manipulate because you may not always be as vocal. She's telling you that she wants to help you still stand in your truth, maintain your convictions, and be vocal about your yeses and your no's. She said your no's are very important because, again, she wants to reiterate this. People will perceive your quietness, I think she said quietude, or your silence as a sign of weakness. And she said, if anything, it's a sign of your power because there isn't always a need to speak. And your power is in knowing when to, you know, to be heard, to make your message clear, and being very decisive and standing by your convictions. She said, and knowing, you know, when it's an important time to listen to others as well. That's very interesting. I'm seeing what else she would like to say. Sorry, I feel like I'm seeing something play out, so I'm trying to let her just speak. It's very funny because even though Hestia's stories, if you will, weren't told, this is what she's telling me. Even though there's not a lot of excitement about her or her power or her own very nature, she was just as powerful in her own humility and in the light that she brought to people. She said she was in every home, on every high hill, in every temple, she said as well. She was in the spaces of those who were powerful and those who were enslaved. She was the light for everyone, she said. So if you need assistance, regardless of your status in society, still go to her. She shines her lights on all beings. And she showers them with wisdom as well, because I'm also getting that elder wisdom energy from her, of course. Okay. She's telling me again that, you know, she is, you have to remember, she is the fire, she is the flame, so she is the light. She wants me to reiterate this to you guys. Even though I'm still seeing her personified as this elder woman, she is truly this fiery light that brings enlightenment and truth to people. So again, she's also a reflection of that inner light. So I'm hearing that as well with her. But she's also... As although she is that fiery light, she is also the that quiet, nurturing, calm type of energy. So there's a duality to her nature, is what she just said. Thank you. She said something and I lost it, and I was trying to get it back. She has that elder spirit about her, so remember that. And something funny she just added to me. She was like, Deanna, remember that I was... that my light, everybody called my name out, and I'm seeing a huge candle with the flame. Everybody called her out despite their status. She was called upon by all beings, so she knew what was going on amongst those who are at the top and those who are at the bottom. So she has broad awareness as well, just so you know, that she knew what was going on in every home, is what she actually said to me, which is kind of funny. Yes, and she was respected as such, from the lowest to the high, she said, in society. So the other thing that she wants to talk about is one other reason to call upon her specifically is to remember your self-worth and to remember that you are just as important as anybody else. And the reason she's telling me this is she said, Deanna, remember that there weren't really many stories told about me, that I wasn't the central figure in a lot of the mythology, a lot of the broader history, she just said. But it didn't mean that she wasn't just as important. She was just as important to the foundation of, oh my God, this is so great. She said she was central to the foundation of Rome. So like, get that right. Not just Greece, but also the empire that is Rome. I'm just saying it as I'm hearing it to you guys. So she is a central figurehead. Although, you know, there aren't these myths or tales about her, she was central to the peace, to stability, and the continuity of the realm. So remember that, just as the home is central to the peace and the continuity of the family, she's saying, and of the self. So remember that as well. So these are areas where if you need help in these situations, you can call upon her name, and she will appear to you as an elder figure, she just said. She also wants to say this too, which I think it's very interesting. So two things here, and I hope not to forget. The first one, she is saying self-worth, remembering your own worth in society. She's saying, again, she wants to go back to the fact that there weren't all these huge stories, adventurous stories about her, right? And that she was more quiet in her realm. But again, her contributions were huge. So remember that. Even if you are prone to being a very quiet person in the background, it does not mean that your worth is less than everybody else who's public. So remember that your nature, your worth, your fire is just as bright. It's just as important. So she wants you to know that. So if you have any issues of self-worth, or you're questioning yourself, she just said, or questioning your destiny, please call upon her as well. She will help you with that, to remember your worth. She wants to say. There was something else, and I knew I was going to lose it. Let me ask her. She said, remembering your own worth, remembering your own light. Okay. The other thing, this is hilarious, because I couldn't remember what she said. She said, maidenhead, Deanna, maidenhead. Oh my God. Okay. She's saying, in addition to helping you remember your worth, for those who have taken their own vows of chastity, believe it or not, she said, this still does occur, even though it definitely doesn't look like it, you know, stick true to yourself, stay true to your convictions. So not just vows of chastity, but anything in which you have very strong convictions about and needing to stay true to them because people are trying to entice you or question you or doubt you or manipulate you in some way or getting you to break those convictions, she, you know, will help you stand strong because she's a sturdy individual. So she will help you to maintain your convictions in life, whatever those may be. So call upon her for that as well. And she wants to tell you that, again, as opposed to what you may think about her, she has a lot of skills, you know, skills endowed within her very being that she's here to help you with. So she's not limited in her scope or reach. I just heard that loudly as well. So just know that. And the last thing that she wanted to say here, it's very interesting because I'm seeing daisies with her, is to remember this one thing that she already said, is that she has a far reach, okay? And what she means is, again, remember, she was central to all the homes in ancient Rome, ancient Greece, and central to all of the temples. So she could see everything that was going on, believe it or not. She had knowledge of everything. Her scope was huge. So if there's a situation where you can't see the bigger picture and you need help with that, call upon her to see the bigger picture. She said, if you are too narrow in your thinking, and you need to like see everything else, then call upon her and she'll help you to see what's happening as a whole, holistically, as opposed to very narrowly, as opposed to your very narrow gaze, is what she just said. So that's how she is here to help as well. And I'm asking her if there's anything else, but she said that in itself, she wants me to make abundantly clear to you that she has a far reach in her gaze. I love the way she just put that as well. So feel free to call upon her and her scope, she said, and her scope. So she is not limited despite the very limited stories we get about her. And her power is also unlimited. So I'm just repeating what I'm hearing. And I'm just really wanting to thank her for being here because I'm seeing a fire with her in a temple. And I just feel very, very grateful as well. And I just seeing if there's one last little message that she kind of wanted to give. And I'm seeing, it's very interesting, I'm seeing a lot of candles lit with her. So if you really want to invoke her power, consider getting, God, I can't even think of the name. Get one of those candelaras, is that what they're called? Where they put a whole bunch of candlesticks and light them all at once and invoke her name, invoke her hymn. And then you will invoke her power and she will be there with you to help you. All right, in your scope and reach is what she just said. So, yes, I'm seeing if there's anything else. And She's a very talented and wise being. So she will be able to help you when once you call her name. And if you allow her in, is what she just said. So everyone, I hope this was super helpful for you today. And she says, you know, thank you for listening to her. She's a very wise being and she's an elder spirit, she said. And she's grateful for you listening to her, for your presence today. And she looks forward to connecting with many of the beings of light, she said, listening on this planet. And be well were her final words. So everybody, I really hope this was helpful for you. I really enjoyed talking to her. And I just feel super grateful to be able to bring this to you. I hope this was helpful. Have a great week ahead. And everybody, as always, take care of yourselves.